time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. Joining us this morning in the studio with us, Ed Marlowe of the Edge Media Group. And, Ed, good morning. Thanks for coming over.
Todd, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I almost phoned it in. I was so sleepy this morning, but then I was like, but Biscuit Barn is waiting for me after this, and that's what got me. That's what got me here. Your shining face and the concept of Biscuit Barn waiting for me soon after.
The Biscuit Barn is right across the street. So, you know, it's an easy get when you come to the radio station. You can even walk over there.
I thought about it. It's not even a secret. I'm going to get a big, tall, black cup of coffee and some donut holes. And if they don't have donut holes left over, I'll just get a couple of glazed donuts and tear them apart.
Yeah. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong at the Biscuit Barn.
Not at all. And I wasn't paid to say that.
Yeah. Well, they're a sponsor. They do Saturday Morning Quarterback.
Even better.
So I'll be calling this show Saturday Morning Quarterback for the rest of the morning because I get in and this one confused sometimes.
That's
because,
good stuff.
Because they're early and I'm not really an early guy.
Well, and I'm not either. But to be fair, I mean, here's what's crazy. I'm already writing about football.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time. I know it's the dead period. I know that we do. I don't freak any parents out. You've got some time to relax and enjoy your summer. But once dead period's over, high school golf season starts, and not long after that, high school football season starts. And I'm already looking at it. I'm already looking at how teams are going to probably fare next year. And I've already written one preview for Cat's Paws, the Class 4A preview. Things are already changing. Jarvis Strickland from Paducah Tillman, well, I think last week, flipped from Kentucky to Louisville, naturally followed his recruiter, Vince Merrow, to the University of Louisville. So it's never too early, I guess, to talk about football, but do enjoy your dead period while you can.
Yeah, it gets over with quickly, and like you said, then we jump right into it because I think the first golf match is like right the middle of July, so golf starts, and then football teams are playing 7-on-7, and when August rolls around, it's soccer time and volleyball time and football time and all those.
Yeah, because when are bluegrass games?
End of July?
Yeah.
Or first of August?
Usually 1st of August, yeah. And that's those are usually in Lexington. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I just tried to – sometimes it's a blur to think about it, but it's, I mean, no doubt we will get through the dead period and we immediately jump into full-on coverage all across the Commonwealth.
Well, are you still enjoying the Murray State run to the College World Series?
I'll be completely honest. Neil Bradley and I have a podcast, and it's a shameless plug here. It's called For Those Who Inquired. And for the last 6 or 7 years, I just want to be totally fair here, we've maintained the show through my time when I was at the Paducah Sun and even after. And we don't get to record as often as we used to. Obviously, I'm not in sports as frequently as I once was. But my foray into it, we always talked about Racer baseball. And we didn't talk about it a ton, but we certainly addressed it every year. You know, certainly keeping up with box scores. Neil Bradley has called several games, even post-retirement, has maintained his enjoyment of the team. And you know, Dan Skirka and I covered his opening press conference in 2018. As a matter of fact, I went back and reflected on that story as this all unfolded for Murray State. And, you know, even just in the last couple of weeks, I was able to have a great podcast with Rob McDonald, the former Murray State baseball coach for 10 years, who had Skirka on his staff and hired him and brought him to Murray. So Skirka already had deep ties to Murray State University and a great relationship with Rob McDonald. And, of course, Rob is one of many fans and former alumni and former, guys just really tied to the program watching this unfold over the last couple of months. And, long story way super short, it really started in the Missouri State Series to close the season where they were – decided as co-champions, didn't play that third game because of rain, and went into the MVC tournament with a lot to lose, actually, at that point. And that very first game, Gunnar Bingham scores as the extra runner in extra innings as the pinch runner, and to topple a Belmont team that was smarting for a first game upset. And from that point forward, they made the College World Series by going 11-2 and stole America's hearts. And, you know, going back to the podcast, you know, Neil and I talked box scores a lot. You know, this was a racer baseball team this year, but for the last 5 years that has had offensive prowess but couldn't necessarily put it all together. They were good enough to win 30-plus games a year. Skirka is now on a 5-year streak of 30-plus wins or more, longest in racer history. And you have this situation this year where the pitching was good enough to get you to Omaha and good enough to hang around in Omaha.
Yeah.
I mean, it took a near-perfect game from Gage Wood, near-perfect, 19 strikeouts and a no-hitter to stop
the Racers acquitted themselves well in Omaha.
One of the better 0-2 teams in Omaha.
Yeah.
I mean, you hate to say it that way, but when you lose to a ranked Arkansas and a ranked UCLA, and you gave UCLA, you made them uncomfortable. Mm. This, you know, 6-0, and then it's 6-4 with the tying run, you know, at the dugout waiting to bat. It's tough, you know, and that was a tough loss for the Racers, who were expected to win that game, and then expected to put up some quality at bats against Arkansas and Gage Wood, and Gage Wood put up a game we hadn't seen in the College World Series since 1961. Yeah. And that's awesome. You know, baseball is awesome. It's been such a great run. My favorite part about it, though, is my wife learning about the game of baseball. Yeah. She's watched more baseball in the last month than she has in our entire marriage. And she used to just go to baseball games with me because she thought the players were cute. Mm. And, you know, I don't blame her. You know, sometimes the players are cute. Can't deny that. But my wife, she asked me the other day, it was no prouder moment in our marriage, when she looked at me and she said, "What's the defensive shift?" And yeah, it's been fun. And I'm really, you know, as a Racer alumni and former Racer reporter, it was a really cool experience just to watch them do what they did all the way to Nebraska.
We're talking this morning with Ed Marlowe of the Edge Media Group. We need to get to a timeout here on the show. We'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report right after this on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton, or visit us online at purcelltire.com.
You only turn 130 once. And Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
Henry Ford once said, "Stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time." Advertising is an investment. At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley@wkdzradio.com. That's hriley@wkdzradio.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Ed Marlowe of the Edge Media Group in the studio with us. And, Ed, we were talking Murray State baseball, and Of course, I know you're a big Murray State guy, so the big question I have is this Murray State's coming out party as a baseball program, or is this a magical run that is one of those once in a every 100 years kind of thing in sports?
I want to be totally fair. I mean, every step after the regional was a new step. Yeah. I mean, uncharted territory for Murray State baseball. I do want to be fair to the history of the program. I mean, this is a team that has only had four or five coaches ever in its history.
Yeah.
I think it was really awesome for Skirka to sign a four-year extension with the school after being named a finalist, basically, for the Duke job. When Duke's coach, you know, Duke lost to Murray, and Duke's coach went and took the job at Virginia. So I think that, you know, I think it shows intrepid and perpetual growth of the program that he's going to stick around and continue to build. But Johnny Reagan, Rob McDonald, I mean, even Kevin Mulder to a degree had some successful seasons for Murray State baseball. Nothing to this effect. I would argue, and there are plenty of people that would like to argue with me, and that's fine. We can argue the merits of it. I would argue Murray State baseball's run to essentially the Elite Eight, the College World Series, is the greatest sports feat in Murray State athletics history. There have been some incredible feats. Murray State football beat Louisville back in the 30s, back before Louisville got serious about Division I football. Beat them 108-0.
Yeah.
It's one of the most lopsided college football victories of all time. And matter of fact, I love that history. It's where the Murray State alma mater was first sung, was at that game in the 30s.
The landscape, though, of college football was just a little different.
Well, it was. I was frozen in thought, though, yeah, in that moment. I'm glad you filled that dark, quiet time. But Murray State athletic history, and it's, some of it's gray to me. I don't know it all. I certainly don't know it all. I learn new stuff every day. But with Murray State athletics, outside of winning the College World Series or making it to the final elimination game of the College World Series, and you know that has to be the next goal. And how do you get to that point? I don't know if you can do it next year with the amount of offense that he's going to lose just by graduation. I mean, Madisonville's Jonathan Hogart, Garner, Dom Decker's transferring. You know, reportedly he's in the portal. Yeah, certainly is going to find a very unique and special opportunity for as good as he was. You know, Dustin Mercer, these are all guys that were older guys, mid-20s, you know, early 20s, guys, transfer portal, grad transfers, you know, redshirt seniors, so on and so forth. But Skirka's proven to win games. I mean, he can win 30 games a year.
Yeah.
You know, and this year won 44. So everything was a new step after the regional. It is really hard. You know baseball as well as anybody, Todd. It is hard to capture the magic of an unprecedented run.
Well, and what Murray State did is not really supported by the statistics either. If you go back and look, they just kind of gutted out a lot of those wins.
Gutted.
And there were times when the TV announcers were talking, and I talked with Dave Winder a little bit about this last week. Oh, he's got to take this pitcher out. He's struggling. He's got to take him out. He's got to go to the bullpen.
He doesn't.
And Skirka left him in because, in his mind, we're going to score more runs. So if the other team puts up three or four, we'll score five or six.
Right.
And he was dedicated to that even all the way to Omaha, when there were a couple of times I thought at the College World Series he should have played a little small ball to get a run or two here or there.
Nah,
but that's not the way they play.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up. So I did end up writing a couple of short features for UCLAWire.com, and I enjoyed it. One of them was relatively prescient. It was a secret. I did not know that he was going to win Coach of the Year. And Rob McDonald on my podcast, he and I talked for a long time, and I asked him point blank. I said, give me a scenario where you think Dan Skirka is Coach of the Year. Tell me. Convince me to vote for Dan Skirka to be Coach of the Year. Rob gave me a brilliant soliloquy, and I was like, that's a story. I'm going to write that story. So I wrote that story. And an hour after it was published, he was named Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
He'd already been named Coach of the Year earlier, and they had set up the press conference. I wasn't privy to that, and I didn't need to be privy to that. I was just an outsider looking in on the program. The other story that I wrote was about Murray State's offense and how proficient it had been in certain key situations and sacrifice hits. Todd, I want you to guess. How many sacrifice hits did the Racers have on the season going into the College World Series?
I know they only had like 7 sacrifice bunts all year.
7. Yeah. You nailed it. 7. The lucky number 7. 7 times did they sacrifice bunt going into the College World Series. And they went to the College World Series having played, let's see, 57 games?
Yeah.
7 times in 57 games. They did it maybe once a month. Once every 6 weeks. Just absolutely a low-key part of their game was to just put pressure on the base paths, hit it anywhere that it was open, opposite field included, and make pitchers pitch around their guys. He protected lefty-righty, 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 lefty-righty. It jammed up pitchers, jammed up bullpens. I mean, look at how stretched the bullpens were even in the College World Series, how where UCLA had to get to some of their better arms later in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Arkansas was just lucky. I say lucky enough. Gage Wood's performance was absolutely remarkable. But Arkansas was able to pitch one pitcher, you know, and that allowed them to kind of stick around a little bit longer in the College World Series. But it was just one of those situations where all the different facets that you need to win a baseball game went really, really well for the Racers, but especially in the final 8 weeks of the season.
I think a baseball team getting to the College World Series is more along the lines of a basketball team getting to the Final Four.
Yes.
And I say that, I know the numbers don't match up because it's the Final 8 in baseball and the Final 4 in basketball. But, and I talked again with Dave last week about this, if you beat Ole Miss on the basketball court in the NCAA tournament, they're done. They're gone. You don't have to worry about them again.
Right.
In baseball, you beat them, and then you beat Georgia Tech, and then you look up, well, here's Ole Miss, and you got to beat them again. And
yeah.
To me, the road, especially for a number 4 seed, because the NCAA tournament is not designed for a number 4 seed to advance.
Not at all.
And Murray did that. And not just, mention Ole Miss and Georgia Tech, but Western Kentucky was also in that regional. And the Hilltoppers had one of their best seasons ever this year. So,
ever.
So that was a really tough regional that Murray State got out of to begin with.
It was the most offensively prolific.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And it was a hitter's park, a hitter's dream on top of that, and 15,000. Rob McDonald described the scene. The atmosphere at Ole Miss was probably stronger than it was at Duke. And not because Duke doesn't support its baseball program, but it's Ole Miss. I mean, it's hotty-totty. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. You know, Oxford, Mississippi. I've been to a basketball game there.
The Southeastern Conference.
It's a crazy place.
Yeah,
it's a crazy place to be. I mean, your whole student section was just, we'll just call it alcoholically belligerent. Trashed. Yeah. It would maybe be the more, they were into it. You know, the fan base was into it. That is a baseball mecca if you're going to go play college baseball. I'm among the many meccas. There's several. You can have multiple meccas. There's a plural for mecca. I'd say LSU probably, you know, is a mecca, you know, especially now as a national champion twice in 3 years. But, you know, Arkansas, great place to play college baseball. These are places that are really, really tough. The pressure on the Racers to win at Ole Miss, once they got past that, I think really honed them in to take care of the super regional at Duke. And then they were ready for Omaha. They did not look scared at the moment in Omaha, despite going 0-2.
And Duke kind of did Murray State a favor by knocking out Georgia. And to me, the Racers were a lot better equipped to go to Duke because, like you said, the atmosphere wasn't as great. Not that Duke wasn't pretty good.
Yeah, Duke was really good. One of their best seasons in school history.
But that's not going to Georgia.
No, I've been to a college football game at Georgia between the hedges. It's terrifying. Even Murray State, Georgia had this like looming atmosphere of like Kirby Smart's going to destroy you. And I watched George Pickens just tear the Racers apart and Zamir White tear the Racers apart, you know, and it's part of it. You know, it's part of what the SEC brings to the table. I know a lot of people think it's funny to say it just means more. But when you're spending that kind of money and your fan base is that rabid and that hungry for any sort of championship, you know, I'm sure the SEC Tiddlywinks championship would be just as competitive and just as frightful, you know, inside of a major coliseum. And that's kind of what it felt like, at least the way Rob described it. That's kind of what it felt like at Ole Miss.
But Duke getting the win in their regional and then getting to host the Super Regional, I think, was a break for Murray State. Not anything the Racers could do about that, but,
right. You
know, you take care of business in your own region and advance, well, sometimes things open up for you. And to me, that was the bracket kind of opening up for Murray and saying, hey, here's your path to the College World Series.
Yep.
And I think sometimes if you're a Murray State, you go into that regional just hoping you can win that first game. We'll put our best starter on the mound, and we'll try to get a game.
Well, in the winning that first game against Ole Miss, I tweeted then, that was one of the top five, top six victories in Murray State athletics history. I didn't realize that Omaha was a week later.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. I mean, you don't – and I think that's another thing, too, like from a – there's two sides of me, and there's two sides of several people in this situation, because I know Dave Winder, you know, one of many at Murray State, where you're trying to maintain neutrality. Mm-hmm. You love your guys, you love your school, but you still have a job to do, and if you lose, the season's over and you move on, you write about it, you report on it, and you carry on. And I, even though I'm no longer a Murray State beat reporter, I often find myself in situations where I can still write actively, proactively, reactively about how Murray State athletics is doing. And sometimes that's positive and sometimes that's negative. You know, I mean, sometimes Murray State men's basketball goes a different direction. Sometimes women's basketball wins a Missouri Valley Conference championship. Yeah. These are things that you watch and as they unfold, and you know, as a reporter, as someone who can gather information, I want to talk about it in every way possible, from the money to the attendance to the support and so on and so forth, or the lack thereof of all three. With baseball, it just kept being this scenario of, well, they did it again. They did it again. They did it again. And as a fan, you're hoping that they do it again.
Yeah.
But as someone who has been a longtime reporter, I am a graduate of Murray State. I tweeted this. Like, I wanted to take my diploma when they beat Ole Miss that first time. I wanted to just take my diploma and run down 641 in Murray. I mean, it's an awesome moment for the school, for the fan base, for the program. That victory alone, the first regional victory, was a big milestone for Murray State. We just didn't know, as fans and as people on the outside looking in, that was not going to be the final milestone.
Yeah,
they were not done. And so that part of it, for me, that's what the team did so well late in the season, is that they just kept what was in front of them, what was in front of them.
Yeah.
I've said it many times in the last couple of weeks, and I'll say it again. They kept their mind where their feet were, and they were present in the moment, and they never really looked past that. I mean, they had a loss at the regional, they had a loss at the super regional, and they bounced back from both. And I find that more fascinating than anything.
We're talking this morning with Ed Marlowe of the Edge Media Group. We need to get to another break. We'll come back and have more, a little local sports news to pass along to you right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Bollinger Real Estate and Auction has made it their mission to build strong relationships in Caldwell County. Whether it's a property valuation or time to sell, allow the Bollinger team to help you.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, mostly sunny skies, 94 degrees, but it's going to feel like 105. Of course, that does keep us under the heat advisory. It remains in effect until at least Friday evening. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 73, and then rain chances return Friday afternoon at 20% or greater. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 92, but it'll feel like 105. But back to this afternoon, mostly sunny. 94 on the thermometer, 105 on the heat index in southwestern Kentucky.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Tri-Cues has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-CUs, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-CUs.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the nets.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance.
What is a tornado watch? How do I prepare for severe weather? What's the best way to get watches and warnings on my phone? Visit the Weather Alert page under the News tab at WPKYOnline.com for answers. Sponsored by Penny Ryle Electric.
We're cooling our communities with PAX. You can purchase new fans at Falders or Ackridge Farm Supply. Monetary donations can also be dropped off at Fredonia Valley Bank or at WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Talking this morning with Ed Marlowe of the Edge Media Group, but we do have some local sports news to pass along. Caldwell County now in the market for a new softball head coach after Seth Butts has stepped down from that position after five seasons on the job. Lady Tigers won the 7th district championship this past season for the first time since 2002, won a game at the second region tournament defeating Union County, but then fell to Livingston Central in the semifinals of the second region tournament. Had a chance yesterday to sit down and talk with Seth about his decision to step down. We're here with Lady Tigers softball coach Seth Butts. And, Coach, you made an announcement the other night at the team banquet that you're stepping down from that position.
Yeah, you know, it weighed on me for a while. I knew there'd be a day. I didn't know really when. And anybody that was kind of close to me knew I was on the fence. You know, stay or go. It's hard to leave anything. You know, you feel like you've built it since we started that middle school program. It's been several years we've been involved getting these kids to a level that they can compete against big schools and be successful. And so I was like, really didn't know if I wanted to continue or, you know, step down and let somebody else take the reins. You know, you feel like it's your life work to an extent. And we did a lot of good here. Seeing what discipline and the right training can do, you know, watching these kids grow, it was something that was pretty hard to step away from. But, you know, it's time for me to, you know, be a dad, be a fan. I've talked to a couple of my friends across the state and even across the country that were also coaches, and their kids went off to play college, and I had, you know, some of them stayed and coached, and some of them, you know, resigned from coaching and went and watched their kids, and most of them all said you can't get that time back. So that was a lot of the decision there.
Well, and you have a daughter that's going to play at the University of Memphis, so I mean that's going to be big too.
Yeah, and that's what my, you know, my colleagues I was talking to, you know, they said, you know, this is a big thing to go do. You get 4 or 5 years of this, and you know, we missed out, or you know, one of them said I didn't miss out, and it's the best time of my life. And, you know, I was like, these guys have been there, and they know that. And, you know, I got to thinking really over the past week and a half, and the decision was made, you know, go watch this kid play. She's put her hard-earned time into it. You know, she's worked like no other, you know, when nobody's watching. And it's time for me to appreciate that.
Well, and your seniors this year went out with a district championship, which was something that was a long time coming.
Yeah, that was we set goals, you know, when I first started coaching, even in the middle school, because I knew this group was going to retain for the most part. So we wanted to go to state. That's the biggest dream, you know, anybody could have in a small town. But we've had the beast on our back since 2002 with the district. And I said, you know, district is pretty attainable. I think we can do that. And, you know, this was a year Madisonville had probably the best pitching staff in the state. If you look at statistics, I think they were one or two in strikeouts as a team. And I said, yeah, but, you know, we can hit that. And, you know, I knew we was going to play them up to three times. I said, you know, I don't care that we lose the first couple. And they were close games. And, you know, getting that kind of signified, hey, we've arrived and this is what we've accomplished. The All-A is going to always be hard because you've got so many schools that could recruit, you know, when you get up there and you don't know what you're facing. And this region, let's face it, it's about the toughest region in the state. If you look per team, per pitchers, you know, things like that. So getting at least one of those goals was, you know, kind of the icing on the cake with that.
Now, the program loses the two seniors this year, and they had stellar careers.
Oh, man.
But you have to feel like the cupboard is hardly bare for the next person.
Yeah, I mean, these two, Harper and Briley, they set records that may not be touched for a long time. But they also would like for somebody to break them because that means that the program's doing well. There's good people in the program. But losing those two is going to change it a little bit. I mean, that's the middle infield. And we prided ourselves on hitting the ball hard and playing tremendous defense, and those two right there signified 100% of that. I mean, we ended the game in the district championship with a double play, and that's just, you know, that was one of those final nail in the coffins, I guess you could say. But coming up, there's some good kids left there. Adley Lewis has got a chance to put her name on program standards and records and things. Lexus Wood, you've got some other kids that you probably haven't seen that was on the verge of being ready this year and got some work. It's left pretty good shape, I'd say.
What is your favorite memory then from your time as head coach?
Probably beating Madisonville the first time, which that broke a, what was that, 47 straight games?
Yeah, it was a long one, like 37, yeah. And I think they had won 43 out of 44, yeah, or 45.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But that was one, you know, and that's when I knew. I said, you know, in the back of our minds, we know that we can do this. And then we started, you know, we beat Henderson, and they won state that year. We've had so many memories, you know, getting to see different things accomplished, you know, it kind of – It makes you feel good as being a part of the program and then, you know, leading the program. And we've had great support from the administrators. Anything we've asked for, we've gotten. And it may have took a little time. You know, we need a better facility. We got a facility. I mean, things like that contribute to what we've done on the field. But, you know, one of my biggest memories would probably be beating Madisonville twice, the first time and last time.
Yeah. Again, that's Seth Butt stepping down as Lady Tigers softball coach after 5 years on the job. We're going to continue on the sideline report in just a minute. We'll get back to our conversation with Ed Marlowe from the Edge Media Group right after this timeout here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Life's busy, but keeping your ride in top shape should be easy. That's where Tri-Cues comes in. If you're always on the go, their expert team will make sure your vehicle's ready for every adventure, whether it's fresh off the lot or full of memories. With the latest diagnostics, cutting-edge service, and genuine factory parts, you can hit the road with total confidence. Tri-Cues is here to keep your journeys worry-free. Book your service today and get back to what matters together.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R AgriPower. Get lasting performance from the Case IH MD Series disc mower. MD Series disc mowers are available in bar sizes of 5, 6, or 7 discs. Swiftly handling tough conditions while delivering clean cutter performance, maneuverability, and overall value. Case IH MD Series disc mowers have cutter bar shock protection and independent self-contained modules for added durability. See the Case IH MD Series disc mowers at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, mostly sunny skies, 94 degrees this afternoon. Heat index values as high as 105. Of course, that heat advisory still in effect until at least Friday evening. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 73. And then Friday afternoon, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies, high near 92. But back to this afternoon, it's going to feel like 105 in southwestern Kentucky.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Once again, Ed Marlowe in the studio with us this morning. And Ed, what kind of news are we looking at coming up on the Edge Media Group services?
Oh, Lordy mercy.
are you that busy?
Well, tonight, from a news perspective over in Cadiz, I'll have the Trigg County Hospital Board and the Trigg County Board of Education. I will say this. And actually, is sports related. I think Senate Bill 181 has a lot of people kind of, I don't want to say up in arms, but it's a concern. I don't even know if it's concerning, because I understand that the law, for those who inquired, for those who are not aware or are about to find out, Senate Bill 181, when it goes into effect June 27th, tomorrow? Yeah, I think it's either the end of this week or the start of next week. Coming out of dead period, coaches, teachers, administrators, they're going to have to, you know, find a unique and, I don't know, interesting way to contact their students. You're not going to be able to have these email exchanges and Facebook friends.
No more group texts.
No more group texts. Or if you do, I was seeing some clarifications on some of the amendments to it, to Senate Bill 181. I do believe you're going to be able to sign waivers to specific administrators, but from the clarity that I've gotten so far, and I've got to make sure that I get this right, the parents will have to sign a waiver for each administrator.
Oh, wow.
You don't just sign a blanket waiver.
So technically you can't even be like friends on Facebook.
No. I mean, I guess you essentially can allow it if you, like, as a parent, sign that waiver. Yeah. But there's going to be a lot of hoops moving forward for these group communications, and something that I continue to see, and it's interesting, in rural Kentucky especially, but across the country, when you're a small town coach, you're a small town pastor, you're a small town leader, civic, you know, religious, whatever, you wear multiple hats.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a Sunday school teacher. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you're a coach or an assistant, you know, assistant for track and field. And all of a sudden you're ensconced in this world of, well, hey, I know this student. I'm doing four things with them as an adult. I've got a group chat here. Hey, we've got practice at 4:30. Come on out, take a few swings. Well, you're not going to be able to text that anymore.
Yeah.
Now, you and I both come from, I remember when I was on academic team and golf team and whatever in the early 2000s, we didn't have group texting.
I was going to say nobody ever texted me when
no.
I was on a team.
You got a phone call or you got a note at school saying, hey, meet us, this is when it's happening, yeah. And you moved on. Yeah. But 25 years of mass media and social media, things have changed.
Right.
And there is a convenience. There's no question a convenience for a Facebook message that goes out to all parents and all students. Hey, we're doing this. We got a fundraiser, rally around this. The one thing that I will say, the rule does stem from what I would consider to be good intentions. We know that there are grooming practices. We know that there are inappropriate behaviors that just occur. I mean, it's just human nature for people to do terrible things, and a bad apple ruins the lot. I understand why the law exists. However, I do think that moving forward, there's going to have to be more nuance and a little bit more crafting around what Senate Bill 181 is trying to encourage. And it's just trying to encourage above the fray, above the fold discussions between students and adults. And that is where we're going to have to figure out, hey, how can we do this appropriately in the right way while also monitoring and making sure, hey, let's curb these poor behaviors and make sure that they don't fall back onto a school system, which essentially creates liability. And as tough as that sounds and as monastic as that sounds, you have to be able to create a sense of liability that is comfortable for a school system to deal with. And that's hard to do. That's hard to monetize. That's hard to put a value on. And I've already heard this discussion from two or three insurance adjusters that whenever they have to deal with any sort of case like this, it's expensive, and you can't really put a value on social welfare.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sports related in that regard. I'll hear about more of that during tonight's school board meeting and future school board meetings at other municipalities and other types of board meetings. Senate Bill 181 has some ramifications, I think, that are certainly worth watching as we watch this next year unfold.
Let's go back to softball for just a minute. Seth Butt stepping down at Caldwell County after 5 years and a pretty good run there in a difficult district with Madisonville, North Hopkins. And I know that was a big win when they finally got Madisonville for the district championship after not having a district championship since 2002. The interesting thing about all that run is, though, that Caldwell was twice region runner-up, even though it didn't have a district championship during that time.
Well, that's how tough, one, the district is, but two, that's also how awesome of a job he did and how awesome of a job the Caldwell County softball program can be. I think that's a premier job. You know, I know Seth leaves it in good standing and good hands. If I'm a softball coach up and coming in Western Kentucky, I absolutely am calling Caldwell County to see what the next step is and what the opportunity can be.
Now, everyone wants to win the region, like he said, but you look at the second region in softball, and it's, first of all, you've got Henderson County. That's state runner-up, state champion last year. That's a pretty tough hill to climb right there.
Yep.
Livingston Central was right behind them this year and probably had the best chance of anybody in the region for a while to beat them in the regional championship game and just let it slip off the hook in extra innings.
Well, and then every 5 years, you're going to have a dominant Madisonville team.
Yeah.
You know, every other year, you're going to have a solid Crittenden County team that's going to win 25 games. Christian County, and they're fixing to consolidate. And I know that Hopkinsville's in the middle of trying to rebuild their program, but it's more athletes. So that's going to only get tougher, and they're only going to get better. However long Sherry Hancock wants to coach is however long, they're going to be winning 25 games a year, and whoever steps in behind her will have that same expectation. And you win the right 25 games and you're going to the state tournament. And, and then I'm just going to be honest. I mean, we know Trigg County is going to be really, really good the next couple of years and perhaps longer. Monty Todd looking at a pretty tough squad over the last, year. And this past season, they really opened some eyes with some pretty key wins. They were tight to McCracken County, which ended up being regional runner-up this year to Marshall. They beat Marshall, and so it's just one of those situations where, like, Trigg's pretty dang good.
Yeah.
And so now you're looking at least for the next, let's say, 24 months, about five or six teams that have a chance to win 20-plus games. And like I said, you win the right 20 games, you're going to represent the region for the state tournament.
You can't really blame Seth, though, for stepping down so that he can go watch his daughter play at Memphis.
I don't blame him at all. Absolutely.
Same thing with Ricky Baker at Lyon County. You know,
brilliant.
He stepped down so he could go watch his kid play at Radford. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You only have so many years to take advantage of that, and if you miss it, you just missed it.
Yeah, and that time can't be afforded elsewhere.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to buy it back. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm never going to rule out anybody's professional opportunity. I mean, I'm never going to do that. You may find yourself, playing baseball at Radford and all of a sudden get the draft call and you're you're playing single A ball and your life continues in that direction. I'm never going to rule that out. I think anything is possible if you could just continue to work at it and hone and your craft.
With the transfer portal anymore, who knows where everybody ends up eventually anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, if you and I'll say this, and you bring up a great point. If you do, let's say Eli Baker does 4 years at Radford, okay? Then his grad transfer year. Suddenly he's in his early 20s. And this is what happened with Skurka this past year. I'll just circle it back, circle the wagons here a little bit. When you're 22, 23 years old and you need veteran presence in your dugout, softball or baseball or basketball for that matter, you need veteran presence in your locker room saying, hey, I've been here, I've done this, I've dealt with this pressure. There's no greater call than the graduate transfer call. And I love the graduate transfer rule. I mean, if we wanted to marry some of the better parts of college athletics together, the graduate transfer rule is one of the better things I think that has happened to college athletics. When you can bring in somebody that's looking for a master's degree that is going to only add value to your locker room, GPA and athletically, you call a grad transfer. You call somebody that's mature, that's been through the ringer, they've dealt through the challenges of college and what it's like to balance a schedule, and you bring them in, you get that opportunity. That could be that opportunity for Eli Baker, and suddenly, or anybody of that nature, suddenly you're in your early 20s and you get the professional call,
yeah.
You know, whether it's overseas or in America. That's how that develops. That's Jonathan Hogarth is now getting professional, you know, probably getting professional calls because he was a leadoff hitter for Murray State University and one of the best in the country. 22 homers and 9 of them were leadoff homers. It's ridiculous. You know, his life changed dramatically when he transferred back to Murray. And it's like Skurka said in several interviews leading up to the World Series, he had recruited Hogarth at several different steps in his career and stayed consistent with the relationship. And I say that all day long. You can still build relationships in the NIL world. You just have to do it the right way.
Yeah. Ed Marlowe is with us this morning on the Sideline Report. We need to get to one more break. We'll come back and have more with Ed right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Struggling with ear infections, sinus problems, sleep apnea, or hearing loss? Caldwell Medical Center is excited to introduce a new specialized care, otolaryngology. Their expert ENT team offers comprehensive treatments from advanced diagnostics to tailored surgical solutions. Don't let ENT conditions hold you back. Visit them at caldwellmedical.com to learn more about these services and how they can help you breathe, sleep, and hear better. Caldwell Medical Center, expert care right here at home.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning and joining us. Ed Marlowe with us in the studio this morning on the show. And Ed, I appreciate you spending the dead period with us and talking some sports. I know we're still kind of talking about the Murray State thing, and that's how big the run was. I keep telling everybody that 40 years from now, they'll still be talking about that run. But my question is, does Murray State now elevate itself when we're talking about the transfer portal? Are kids going to be saying, hey, Murray State might be someplace I want to go play?
And I'm really glad you asked that question. I mean, Skurka's already landed 2 or 3, you know, critical names in the portal. You know, just check out on social media. They've had 4 or 5 commits, 2 pitchers, a couple of big-time bats that are looking for opportunities, and one of them's a grad transfer, as we just talked about. I mean, grad transfer system, We can talk about the dangers and the pros and cons of NIL all day long, but the grad transfer is here to stay. I mean, that part, you know, is a really, again, I don't even know if I would hear an argument. I think the grad transfer system is one of the more positive parts about what the NCAA can bring and what programs can bring to their students and their student athletes. But for Murray State, I will say this. I want to be totally fair to the situation. It doesn't necessarily bring in the same gravity as your bigger sports do at Murray State. And I know that's probably just such a, well, duh, Ed, we know that. You know, with Murray State men's basketball, if you had a run to the Elite Eight, I mean, it would generate millions of dollars in advertising revenue.
Right.
But Murray State baseball did nothing but improve the gravity, the levity of, you know, arguing, hey, come to our school.
Well, it was a 3-week free commercial, basically, for Murray State University, because the Racers became the media darlings, and that's all ESPN and CBS Sports and everybody else talked about.
You cannot – the Associated Press, the New York Times, the Athletic. I read the Athletic. I've had a subscription to the Athletic pre-New York Times purchase. For a long time, I wanted to write for the Athletic, and you know, every once in a while, my mind even flashes to the possibility of it. But you know, it's just one of those situations where you cannot beat the coverage that they got with a stick at all, and I mean that in a positive way. You know,
how many millions of dollars is that exposure worth?
That's hard to quantify. I know that Ja Morant's run and that Murray State team, and I want to be fair, that was a team. But Ja Morant specifically, and the gravity that he grabbed his sophomore year, they did value it at $250 million.
Yeah,
it was $250 million for the full year. I know that Murray State baseball didn't generate $250 million in equitable advertising and exposure. I'm not an idiot. I am, but just
Murray
about different
State
things.
Murray State became everybody's team.
Correct.
I mean, they were talked about on Sports Center.
That's right.
Every newspaper had them. Every radio station talked about them for 3 weeks.
Yes. And so what I want, this is what I want. I will put it in the millions. I will absolutely unequivocally put it in the millions in value that Dan Skurka created and that team created. Again, he said it multiple times. I'll say it as well. A team created over the course of 6 weeks generated untold amounts of, we'll call it, I don't want to call it fictional wealth, but let's call it potential kinetic wealth that was just rolling down a hill and kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. As a matter of fact, my wife is a director of tourism of Murray, and so when we talk about it a lot from a public relations standpoint, every time the logo flashed up, I would look at her and I'd be like, there's $125,000 in advertising. There's another $125,000 in advertising. And every story that came out. The Associated Press, not so much. I love the Associated Press, but that's their job. They're the national wire. But every time The Athletic wrote a story, every time ESPN wrote a story, it's like, there's another $125,000.
And when Murray State played Duke in the third game of the Super Regional, they were the only game that night.
That's right. No, I'm pointing to my nose. You are right on the nose there. That is one of those situations where you cannot beat primetime television in any sport. I don't care if you are lawn bowling in Thailand.
Yeah.
If you're the only sport on television, you're being watched by multiple thousands and millions of pairs of eyes.
And they
That's
were
exactly
on the, they were on
was.
The ESPN mothership.
It wasn't mothership.
Like they weren't on ESPN 7.
They weren't on Ocho. Yeah. No, they were on Uno, ESPN Uno, and we were all watching.
Yeah.
I'll say this. This is a fun story. The night that they were playing that game was also the same night of the Pinneral Area Development District dinner, annual dinner. And you plan the annual dinner, you don't think about half of your attendees being Murray State alumni or Murray State attendees at some point in their life refreshing their phone, watching the game. Multiple people stepped to the podium that night and said, "Racer score updates."
Yeah,
as they were presenting to the Pinneral Area Development District, it got cheers. It was part of my story. I added it to my story because I was like, "I understand it's not Pinneral Area Development District material. I'm aware of that, but it was an underlying theme of the night where people were just pulled off to the side checking a box score. And that's the one thing that I want to close this show with. We all love sports. I don't care if you can if you look at me and say, I don't like sports. You're lying. You're fibbing to yourself. You, at some point in your life, you have cared about a sport. It brings everybody together. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
If you're an alumni of a school, you'll start to pay more attention when something happens. If you're a proud alumni of your high school and suddenly something starts to happen in one of the sports, you'll pay more attention to your community. Anytime like this, something like this happens, it rallies people around a moment. And Murray State Baseball did that for 6 to 8 weeks, just rallied people around it.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton. Ed Marlowe with us this morning. And, Ed, I've just got one more thought before we go.
Go for it.
You know, the Racer baseball team goes to Omaha, so the men's basketball team is trying to, you know, one-up them. They're going to the Bahamas.
Well, it is. It's if I'm not mistaken, this is the international time. Prome was there 4 years. The time now, I think, has wrapped itself back around to you get that international trip every few years, and you're allowed to take your team. And I understand there's a lot of turnover and change with Murray State men's basketball, but a trip like this could not have come at a better time when you're trying to galvanize a program and, you know, build a winning season.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what better way to test and implement chemistry and tactics than an overseas trip before the season begins. And so I've heard some good things, but you never know behind closed doors what's happening. You know, would they open the season against Mississippi Valley State, if I'm not mistaken? And then their schedule ramps up considerably after that in Ryan Miller's first year. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it all comes together.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. That's my mantra. It should be fun.
Where do we get on the media list for the Bahamas trip?
You know, that Dave Winder is on vacation this week, and deservedly so, after everything with Omaha. I mean, I think several administrators have told me at Murray State that they've slept in their beds like four times in a month, like in their own home in Murray, because they've been on the road nonstop. What an experience. But the media list for the Bahamas, I imagine, would be extremely curated and pretty short. I don't know. I might have to ask Dave Winder that one.
That'd be a good trip, though.
Yeah, that'd be a good trip. That also would be one. I don't know how much basketball I would care about.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming over.
Anytime,
like I said,
man.
Helping us fill the dead period.
But Todd, you know the rule. Sports never sleeps. It's not.
Oh, no, it's never over. Yeah.
It's never the dead period. Yeah. Never. I mean, it's dead period in the sense of, like, the kids get some time off and the coaches get some time off. But this is not a dead.
Unless you're on a travel team,
there's news to be had.
Whatever you want, but.
Yeah, there's sports news to be had wherever you look.
All right, Ed, I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Ed Marlowe of the Edge Media Group joining us on the Sideline Report this morning. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.